Soccer today is Croagh-Patrick. We have a two-parter. Part A is handstand skill practice. We're going to work on handstand holds, handstand walks, and wall walks. And then part B is with a partner for max distance in 13 minutes, row, 2,000 meters, and then max distance bear crawl. Here, this is quite a Saturday workout, isn't it? Like, this is a monster.
It looks fun as hell and awful. All at once.
The most Jamie thing ever. There's a workout with bear crawls and you're like, yay! And handstands.
And handstands.
Yeah, those two things.
Brilliant.
Is you in a workout. The name, Croagh-Patrick?
It's a mountain. I think you know that already.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's that, this pilgrimage, right? Every year people go and climb the religious thing. Mm-hmm. But some people do it, I think, like some psychos do it, hands and knees to crawl up. Do you know what I read about this, right? This is, there's, you know, back in the day in the church, the indulgences, you could pay for your sins to be, I don't know, wiped away or whatever.
Whatever way that worked, yep.
So there's something called plenary indulgences, where you could go and do something hard to wipe off some of your debt so you spend less time in purgatory.
Wow.
And climbing Croagh-Patrick on a certain date every year was one of those ways you could say, I'm going to like get into heaven a bit sooner because of the thing I did, because I'm going to climb the thing. So maybe we all get to heaven a bit quicker if we crawl a bit further in the second part of the workout.
There's one way to adjust your moral compasses a little bit, isn't it? It's like, go punish yourself by climbing a mountain on your hands and knees in your bare feet.
Yeah, I like it.
We're not going to recommend bare feet here today whenever people are doing their bear crawls. It might help with handstands, but let's not. Let's talk about part A here first. We're going to do some play and practice. And a big thing that we talk about as a coaching team all the time is this idea of play and trying to have, yes, fun while we're training, but like play with our body, with our movement, generate and create more awareness in what we're doing and why that's important. How do we make sure that we get the most out of that today without just like being silly and missing it?
Yeah, I think the play piece comes in when we're on the edge of success and failure.
Yeah.
That's where it's fun. If something's too easy, it's by nature boring. And if it's too difficult, it's just frustrating. That sweet spot is where we have this skill competency balance, where if you could just about hold a handstand and you're doing everything you can to try and hold it, that's where the fun comes in.
Yeah.
So it is about making progress, getting better physically at something, but you should enjoy it. Like, it's not life or death, and it's not like we should be chatting and taking our time as we do it. There's time for this today. So absolutely enjoy it. We spend so much of our week beating the crap out of ourselves to try and make adaptations, whereas this is a way that we can do it where it's a bit restorative.
Yeah.
We get to get feel good by the end of it. So that's the way I'd approach it. Get better at something, have some fun, feel better by the end.
And then whenever you feel better, we're going to go and do something that makes us probably feel way worse.
Yes.
So we're rowing 2K and then we're bear crawling as far as we can with a partner. If you and I are together, how are we going to row today? What's the best way to get the most fitness?
Yeah, really fast. Like, you're probably going to swap regularly often, so you want to get in and out of the rower quickly.
Yeah.
But if you can swap often, it means you keep your pace high.
Yeah.
Whereas you stay on too long, you're going to have to moderate your pace a bit. You want to buy as much time as you can. Play the fitness game here. Quicker rower gets done, the more crawling you get done. That might not sound too appealing, but you know, to get fitter, we have to do hard things.
Yeah.
The crawling's the hard thing today. So get that rower out of the way fast.
How do we maximize the crawl? What way are we doing it? You know, we have like 18 different crawl variations that we've used in the past.
Yeah, so this is like a freer style of crawl. We're just hands and knees moving. So whatever way you have to. We don't need to get elbows to knees. We don't have to get really low. We don't have to really hold a lot of stability. It's a bear crawl.
So there's people I can picture in my head who are already really good at this and they're just kind of like running bent over. With their hands on, it's like, and they just go, is that the way we're approaching this? Like, cover that ground quickly?
Yeah, but you do want to have weight in your hands.
Yeah.
In your upper body. Like, if not, it's just walking.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so we do want to distribute our weight evenly through upper body, lower body.
Yeah.
And I do want to go forwards. I don't want to go sideways or diagonal or anything like that, because there's ways that we get away from the pain on this. And that's what we're trying to avoid. Like, we want to make it feel hard.
So when it starts feeling uncomfortable, like, you stay going like that and just dig into that a little bit more.
That's it. That's where you just have to say, no, stay with it. I can handle it.
And finally, how often do we swap in the bear crawls if you and I are going?
We're doing 8 meter sections.
Yeah.
So we can swap as often or as little as we want. So if you want to go and do 8 of them, you can do
and
that.
I think in the same way as the row then, like try and keep the pace high or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so I can just imagine...
So swap every 8 meters then?
Well, it might be every 16, like go out and back and then you go out and back. Killer. And if we do that, your partner's going to move quicker than you want them to.
Yeah.
And then what you don't want to is end up standing... Both of you chatting. That's what my fear is. I'd be like, oh shit, I gotta go again. But that's the kind of the pressure we're after, that your partner gets back like, I kind of have to go, and then you go. You might end up breaking down halfway through your 8 meters and, you know, having to like shake off the arms. That's fine, just work as hard as you can. That's all that matters.